stop playing and stop bottling things up and...
Well, you springing this hormone blockers issue in that meeting has really...
Made you angry, and I'm sorry.
All those years ago, when we just met...
As we go over old ground.
We had a choice.
Yes, we did.
Well, we got caught out.
And you regret choosing to stay together when I fell pregnant.
No, I never said that.
You can say it if you want to.
I love you and Amy.
I think you love the idea of us.
Just tell me where you're coming from.
Amy is going to go to secondary school and live in Stilts.
Of course.
So, the question is, how long before somebody notices something?
I get it.
Her voice breaking, facial
I
hair...
I said I get it.
Well, what's the problem then?
I always wanted a son.
Yeah, I know.
When you told me you were pregnant, all I said was...
You didn't mind if it was a boy or a girl.
As long as it was healthy.
Five fingers, both hands.
Five toes, both feet.
And we got what we wanted.
But now...
Yeah?
I'm losing my son. And you're gaining a daughter.
Why can't you see that you're gaining a daughter too?
Am I?
Yes!
Well, why am I not feeling it?
I don't know. But what I do know is if you don't... We have big problems.
Well, you take her away.
Listen to me.
Like I have a choice.
So not helping.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Neither of us is losing a child. Now, isn't that positive?
Of course it is.
So?
So why does ours have to risk messing up their body with drugs?
Gary.
We don't know the side effects on her mind, do we?
Oh, they are clinically approved.
All drugs come with warnings.
What about the drugs that we used to take that came with warnings?
Recreational. Harmless. Look, back then, I wanted to be a DJ, play house music, give it large, in a beefer. Look at me now.
Lightweight.
Right?
Gets a hangover after a couple of beers.
Point is, I changed. We all do.
Amy hasn't changed from day one.
She might.
And if she doesn't, and we leave it too long, what happens then?
Where am I going to get a four-poster bed?
I saw a design on this really cool website.
And you want the entire room painted in really cool pink?
Yeah, but in different shades, Grandad. Keep up.
And it look like a giant marshmallow.
Not all marshmallows are pink.
Well, at least you're not gone goth, demanding all black with a sacrificial altar.
I might go goth later. Who knows?
Amy!
You and me both.
I've got all day for you!
Coming, Mum!
You said you'd stop when Mum died.
I changed my mind. I want to die happy.
Who does, though?
Right, well, I was enjoying that, but you put me right off.
Job done.
Ben wants his room painted pink.
Amy, Dad, Amy, how many times?
Can we sort this out, please?
Again?
He's not a she.
Oh, for the...
They're out. It's me and you, boy. Nobody's going to jump down anyone's throat if the preposition is the wrong one.
Preposition.
Yeah, I looked it up after Charlotte gave me a lecture.
It wasn't a lecture.
Yes, it was. In my opinion, it's all to cock.
Oh, behave yourself.
One minute I have a grandson, next he's wearing a dress.
She's been doing it since playgroup.
Well, ain't it time she stopped, Liberace?
So, how'd you get on the clinic?
Well, okay, I suppose, for a first visit.
Did you mention the hormone blockers?
Yeah.
To Kate?
I did, yeah.
What'd she say? Come back in 6 months.
Oh. Won't be a sec, Gary.
Checking up on you.
Just having some coffee with Lisa. Bought Amy some lovely new shoes. Yeah, she's just mooching about with Daisy. I'll call you back.
None of my business, but that sounded...
Do you want another coffee?
I want to know the criteria that the clinic has on who goes on the blockers and when.
It's a team.
In America, it's straightforward.
Yeah.
Parent decides.
Really?
Who knows their child better than us?
Is that what you did?
Found this doctor in Philadelphia.
And you went all that way?
I'd do anything for my daughter.
So would I.
Had a consultation.
Really?
Checked Daisy out there and then prescribed the blockers. None of this NHS waiting around bull.
Tell me about it.
Well, Daisy was the same age as Amy. Mature, just like her. Voice was about to break any minute. Oh, palms are sweating thinking about it.
What about Daisy's dad?
He couldn't keep up.
Really?
He's all right. We just saw things differently.
What's the doctor's name?
Mum struggled with all this, didn't she?
Yeah, well, she loved Charlotte. She loved everybody.
I know she found her hard work, Dad.
Women clash. Mothers do. She...
Go on.
Your mum used to think that...
Charlotte encouraged Amy, I know.
Well, look, it's got nothing to do with her as a mother, but...
What was she meant to do?
I'm going to call my grandson Ben now, so don't bite me head off.
Well, as long as you never call Amy Ben.
When he was little and he used to want to play with dolls and all that...
She...
Charlotte could have told him that girls play with dolls and he was a boy. End of.
Well, what happened when Mum told him that?
She never.
She did. Well,
she was only doing what she thought was right.
And?
Ben got upset.
Confused.
Like he wasn't already.
It wasn't helpful, Dad, and neither is this.
Stop being so sensitive.
What is wrong with a bloke being sensitive?
I'll send you the link to the website.
Thanks, Lisa.
You and Amy going on the residential?
Isle of Wight?
Family weekend. Seminars, information sharing, cabaret. Amy will love it.
I'll talk to her about it.
You get loads of support too.
Sounds great.
Will you invite Gary?
What's going to happen to him in seniors?
I don't know.
Which toilet is he going to use?
I have no idea.
Goes in the girls, somebody looks under the door, sees what's what.
Oh, shut up.
He can't use the boys now, can he? What about changing for PE? School trips?
The school will have policies.
He can't explain all this to everybody without giving the game away. Then what happens the day it comes out? He'll be marked, a freak. What will you do then?
What can I do now?
Tell him he can wear what he likes at home, but at school he don't.
She won't do that.
To survive, he'll have to. This is the real world. South London can be a cruel bastard at the best of times. Why make it harder?
What if this had been me?
Need you ask?
What if I said I was gay?
You're not. Are you, Liberace?
Would you have just told me to, get over it?
That's the problem with parents today.
What is?
You all try and do the right thing.
And that's a problem?
You're too frightened of upsetting your kids.
Showing them who's boss.
Exactly.
Well, if only the world was that black and white, Dad.
Not in Ben's bedroom. It's Lily the Pink.
Amy's room. Amy's. Get out the dark ages.
Come on, I'll treat you.
I'm okay, thanks, Mum.
Come off of it.
What?
I saw you eyeing that pretty dress up before.
Where?
Topshop, H&M, you tell me, Missy.
Thought it would look good on you.
Yeah, right.
Dad might like it.
On you mean?
No.
Let's go and see if they got your size.
If you got your nails done.
My nails are fine. Well, they're a bit...
You could get... really long, pointy ones with sparkles.
What for?
Well, wouldn't Dad like to see you look...
less like a haggard bag lady?
Don't say that. Cruel to bag ladies.
Well, you want me to go glitzy in a new dress with false nails and get glammed up.
Just saying.
Are you going to be the kind of girl who thinks she has to dress herself up to keep her old man happy?
You know the answer.
Well, pardon me, my girl, but you got that from me.
I know, Mum. It's just...
out with it.
I want you and Dad to be happy.
We're happy when you're happy.
No pressure on me then.
I meant...
What were you guys like before I was born?
Like we are now, I suppose.
So how comes you decided to have me then?
What? if this is as good as it gets.
Is it good, though?
What do you mean, Lon?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
I walk in the room and it's nah.
What is?
You and Dad.
Oh. Right.
Can I try that dress on now?
Sorry, sweetheart.
Pesto or passata, Dad?
Oh, you say pesto and I say passata.
Dad.
What? You like me singing?
Passata.
All right, if you insist. Ah, good day shopping.
Great. Is Grandad saying for pasta?
Try stopping him. Linguini or...
We need to talk, Gary.
Oh, can I for your thoughts?
Gary.
What? No one forgets.
I've heard about this doctor in the US who could prescribe Amy the blockers without putting her through all of the hoops.
She needs to go through a process.
If Amy doesn't get what she needs in the UK...
But we've not discussed it.
Your clock's ticking.
We haven't talked about how the school deals with people like Amy.
I've spoken to the head teacher.
When?
When?
You're going to tell me you told me, aren't you?
And you're going to say I didn't?
Oh, here we go.
Where have you been, Gary?
Here.
I told you I went to see the head teacher. I was very clear about Amy's needs. You nodded and glazed over.
Well, I am not glazing over now.
It's not ideal, but Amy will use the disabled toilet.
No way.
The head said her form tutor would deal with anybody asking tricky questions.
What, like why is she using the handicapped toilet?
Disabled, not... Are you realising now why it's important for me to get her on those blockers?
For you?
For her.
What if she went to school in a boy's uniform?
Not going to happen.
No, and dressed like a girl when she's at home.
This isn't about dressing up. This is who she is.
Right now?
Her right to be who she wants to be.
Yeah, but what price, though?
Any. Don't you understand that as her father? Any price.
What about her safety and security?
She'll be safe and secure.
What, if she's outed?
Nobody sees her as a boy but you, Gary.
What about her future?
You're ashamed of her.
Where does that come from?
Admit it.
No.
Your own child repulses you.
Oh, behave.
If you loved her as I do...
I do.
You'd do anything for her happiness.
Can I have pesto instead?
You said passata.
I know, but...
All right, pesto it is. Charlotte?
I'll eat later.
Oh, a woman's work is never done, eh, son?
Granddad, that's sexist.
Oh, slap my wrist and call me Shirley. What?
Dad, go home.
After me, pasta.
No, now.
I hate this house. Amy? Amy!
Like father, like... I'll grab a burger on the way home.
How can you think about going to America for hormone blockers when we haven't agreed that that's the right thing to do?
Who hasn't agreed?